Greetings, friends, family, and Jedi. This is Mandalore the Esquire coming at you with a quick podcast update and a thank you to everyone who's tuned in and listening on the first two episodes of this podcast. We really got in new listeners with the latest episode, that being who should play as Revan. Well, you know the name of this podcast. It is Tales, Legends, and Theories by Mandalore the Esquire. But when I say Tales, Legends, and Theories, that doesn't mean we necessarily have to, you know, every episode does not have to exclusively cover a tale, a legend, or a theory. My policy is to, as often as possible, blend all those aspects together if the topic calls for it. So that's exactly what happened in the latest episode regarding Revan, who should play as Revan. We started off talking about the life importance and legacy of Revan, both in a Star Wars context and a meta context as to regarding how important he is to us, the Star Wars fans, to us, those who have played Knights of the Old Republic, and to us who know that he's going to come in to the new Disney canon. It's not a question of if, it's a question of when. So with that spirit and that in mind, we will be turning our attention to a new theory. A theory that I've had in the back of my mind in my own personal headcanon for years, way before making this podcast was even an idea. And I was sifting through the Star Wars subreddit some on weeks ago, and I saw someone put up a beautiful piece of artwork, which I will make the thumbnail of this podcast now that I brought it up. And it got me thinking, like, that is exactly what we can do. That is exactly how Galen Merrick can fit in to the new Star Wars canon. And I'm not going to spoil anything right now, but basically, as I mentioned earlier, this podcast, here we seek to blend tales, legends, and theories together because, you know, we can, and it's sensible. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to dedicate the next five episodes to explaining who Galen Merrick is and what his place in the new Star Wars canon ought to be. So, I plan on dedicating the next two episodes towards explaining the Mortis arc, introduced by Dave Filoni in The Clone Wars. I understand it came from Legends, but as of right, we will probably talk about the Mortis arc another day as it was brought up in Legends, but right now let's just stick with how it has been introduced and its significance in the new canon. I'm going to dedicate at least two episodes towards that because it is quite a long, long story, and it's just going to be sort of a read-through of the tales of Mortis in the Clone Wars and in Rebels. Then I'm going to dedicate another episode. This is going to be a Legends episode. That's going to be dedicated towards explaining who Galen Merrick Starkiller was in Legends continuity, because that is so far the only continuity in which he exists, and that is the continuity from which Dave Filoni and the powers that be will have to pull him from. And then after that, I'll probably dedicate another episode or two towards theorizing how Starkiller can be brought into the new canon. And I absolutely think it can be done. We know for a fact it has been considered by Dave Filoni. If you've looked into his interviews regarding his plans for Starkiller and Rebels. And I think now that the window of new stories, new characters that can be introduced in the time between episode 3 and 4 is closing ever so slightly, especially in light of the new movies and media, I think now is the time to begin the discussion for how we can implement Galen Merrick, because he is simply too important, too loved, too much. He's made too big of an impact in Star Wars to simply be neglected and left behind in Legends. I think Legends is full of beautiful ideas, full of unique and colorful ideas that can simply, you know, in some ways fix, in some ways better, and in some ways, you know, make Disney canon, change Disney canon all for the better. But you have to do it right, and you have to do it carefully. So that's exactly what we're going to be doing in the next 4 to 5, maybe even 6 episodes. Who knows? It is definitely something we can dive into. We're definitely diving into the rabbit hole now. So if you've been on board so far with who should be casted as Revan, who, you know, what Star Wars means to us and its importance, then you definitely want to tune in to these next several episodes and find out how we can take something from Legends, spin it from things set up in current canon, and from there propose a theory, propose a new course of action for Disney and LucasArts and Lucasfilm, Kathleen Kennedy, whoever's in charge right now, propose them something from the fans, from our hearts to theirs. So with that, I'm going to end this podcast, and I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to thank you for your time, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Bye-bye.